Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be talking you through the after update event of a text box. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB26 and open that one up. Okie dokie. Now if you've been watching the videos, you might be a little familiar with the after update event of a combo box, such as this one here, where we use the after update event to filter down the rooms we want. Or if we go to reports and guests, we can use this combo box here to filter down the reports we want. So the way an after update event works on any control is the control gets updated, and as soon as it is updated, an event fires, and in this case it's changing the report here. Now, the thing with text boxes is that if I were, for example, to click in here and add a date, this text box hasn't yet updated. It only updates when I click out of the text box. I just press the tab button and its focus has moved there. And I'm going to prove this to you, hopefully, by opening up form reports, guests, or if I can find it, there it is. Okay, so let's drop it into layout view, click on here, F4 event, and we want after update. And let's just do a message box after update. Save and close. So I click in here, I click on a date, nothing's happened. If I press the tab key, I'll just press the tab key. Now it fires. So obviously this is a little bit of a problem, because what I want to do is I want to, rather than have this update button, I want to just set it so that when I update the text boxes, the events will fire. So we're going to get to that in a second. I'll explain how to do that. First of all, let's just put the actual after update events on the text boxes. So go to update and set temporary variable requery. Interesting. Okay, Control A, Control C, save and close. Click in start date or text start date, after update, macro builder, Control V, and end date. Delete that, Control V. So instead of having this button now, which I'm going to delete, we've put the events in the start and end date. Go to form view. So if I go to the 21st and press tab, should have requeried 1st of June to the 30th of June. Yeah, it has. And if I drop this to the 1st of May and change this one to the 30th of May, yeah, it's done the requery as well. So that's actually working. It's not obvious because of the way the report's set up, but that is actually working. Yep, okay. So we go back to the original problem. The after update event works, it does what we want to do, but it's hard to fire. So what we do, very simple to deal with this, go to layout view, click in here, and go to on change, click on the macro, and go to control, and just pick a control. So I'll say CBO report, which is that one here. And same thing with the end date. On change, macro builder, go to control, CBO report, close. I'll tell you what, actually, go back to the start date. We don't want to go to CBO report, we actually want to go to text end date. That makes more sense. So basically what this now means is if I click on the start date, let's say the 16th, I'm immediately taken to the end date and this is already requeried. And then if I were to click on the end date and make it, let's say, the 6th of June, again, the focus moves immediately to report. And moving the focus from the button to another control, from the text box to another control, fires the after update event. So that's how they work in text boxes. So just to give you a quick recap, after update events are fired after a control is updated. in the case of combo boxes, just by clicking on an item, it will fire the after update event. With text boxes, simply clicking on a date, for example, or changing the value, won't actually fire the after update event. I have to drop an on change event there, so that when I click on something, the on change event fires, moves the focus, and then the after update event fires. So that is after update events with text boxes. Thank you for watching, and see you in the next video.